Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Hallelujah. I'm just going to a little bit of this song, and I will be right back. Amen.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause yeah.
If you believe it, then you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
All right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it. Don't worry about a thing or
nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is a confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but
My friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
And if you fall, don't worry about it. You can dust yourself off.
Cause some people don't make it on their first try.
Bless you and welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, your host, and I'm coming to you live from New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. If you're in the New Jersey area, I invite you to come out and join us sometime. We would love to see you. The Lord is in the house, and we are just so blessed to be in the presence of the Lord each and every time we enter into the sanctuary. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen and praise God. I want you to go and tell somebody about Woman to Woman. I didn't get a chance to post it today, but today we will be talking about women's issues, our issues. Why do we act the way that we do? So I'm excited. The chat room is going to be open on today. The chat room is open, and also the phone lines will be open a little later on today. I want to welcome guest 864. Welcome to Women to Women. And today we're going to deal with our issues. Why do we do the things that we do? Last week we talked about how do I know if he's my husband? And I did that for single women on last week, that broadcast, to talk about some of the things that we encounter when we are getting ready to receive our husband, when we're ready to be married. And I talked about why we should be married. And I also dealt with some of the issues that we have as married women. So if you missed that, you can go back and hear the archives at blogtalkradio.com/power. That's blogtalkradio.com/power. So we're going to get right into it. I have some scripture, and then I'm going to make some points from that scripture talking about our issue. So I'm going to just really, really be talking to you today about some of the reasons that our relationships fail, some of the reasons that we don't have successful relationships, or why do we even, as women, end up in relationship with the wrong man. So this is what I believe that the Lord has to say to us today regarding us women and our relationships. So it's going to be a powerful word. A powerful word is getting ready to be brought forth from the Lord. So I want you to position yourself. Get a piece of paper, a pen, or even you can just come back later and listen. If you miss anything, you can come back later to blogtalkradio.com/power. But I believe that the Lord has assigned me for this season to speak into the lives of women. And I want to be diligent about that. I don't want to get sidetracked. I really want to make sure that I'm saying what thus says the Lord during this season, because this is a season where God is positioning us to be used for his glory. And that has to be in every single area of our walk with him. So let's go right into the word. I'm going to just read a few verses from the text. John, I touched on John last week. And also, when you tell your friends to tune in, they don't have to listen via the internet. They can also listen by phone, and that's 646-652-4832. If you have any problems hearing me, you can hang up and call back, and you can call up, and you can, if you have problems hearing me through the internet, you can call in and listen by phone. So let's go right into what God wants to say to us today. And I just thank you for tuning in. If you can't stay the whole time, come back and listen to the archives, because God's going to say something here. Amen. So let's look at this. John chapter 4, starting with verse 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman says to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Jesus said unto her, "Go call thy husband and come back." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "You have answered well, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that you told the truth." The woman said unto him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." And I'm going to stop there. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you for this time that you have called us as women to be together. And we give this time and we give this word to you. Lord, use me for your glory, even as I speak into the lives of your daughters. Let not one word fall to the ground, but speak, Lord. You speak and say what you want to say on today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So here Jesus, we have Jesus at the well talking to the woman that we know as the woman at the well. And she has come to draw water, and here as she has come to do something that she does on a daily basis, She meets Jesus. She has an encounter with Jesus, a one-on-one encounter with Jesus. And we have to know that if we want to have success in our relationships, that we also have to have a one-on-one encounter with Jesus. So this woman now is having a one-on-one encounter with Jesus, and Jesus goes over to her and he says, give me something to drink. And she looks at him and she realizes that he is a Jew. And she, being a Samaritan woman, says to him, so why is it that you, being a Jew, would even have a conversation with me? And Jesus goes on to tell this woman, if you know the gift of God, if you knew the gift of God, and if you knew who it was who was asking you for water, you would ask me for water. And he goes on to tell her that the water that he would give her would quench her thirst forever. My God, he told her that once you drink of the water that I have, once you drink of this water, which would be a well of everlasting life on the inside of you, bubbling over, filling you up, quenching your thirst, he said, you will never thirst again. He said, so woman, you know, if you were smart, you would ask me for this water that I have. So the woman begins to say, well, sir, give me this water. Let me have what you have to offer. Give me the water that you have. I want this water. And Jesus begins to say, well, go and get your husband. And the woman goes on to say, well, I don't have a husband. And Jesus begins to deal with her right where she is. And he says, you have told the truth. You don't have a husband right now, but you have had five husbands. Can you imagine that, woman of God, having to go through marriage and divorce five times? And Jesus said to this woman, you have had five husbands, and the man that you have is not your husband. And the woman looked at him. She said, I know you must be a prophet, because only God could have revealed that to you. And prophets were very popular back in the day, where they're very popular on today. But you have to make sure that when someone is speaking into your life, that they are truly a man or woman of God. You have to bear witness with the prophecy, because there will be many people, as I spoke on last week, that will come and speak something to into your life. But you have to make sure that you are bearing witness by the Spirit with the words that they are speaking. Because as Jesus said, those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't let nobody come and speak into your life and say they have a word for you when the word is not from God and you end up receiving that word. I talked about it on last week where there was a man of God, an evangelist, who came and said that the Lord told him that I was his wife. But the Lord had not told me that. See, the Lord had not told me that I was his wife. So we have to make sure that we're not receiving a false prophecy. You have to make sure that you're not letting someone come and prophesy that you're supposed to be in relationship with someone or that you're supposed to be married with someone, and God has not revealed that to you. And the prophet will say that God will not do anything unless he reveals it first unto his prophet. But we have to understand that God is not a God of confusion, and that anything that he reveals to his prophet, he's going to reveal it by his word. It's going to bear witness with the word of God, and also is going to bear witness with your spirit somehow, some way. In other words, God is not going to have you marry a man that you're not even attracted to. Come on, somebody. God's not going to have you marry a man where you're going to be miserable in that marriage. Because the Bible tells us that God does not want us to be unequally yoked. And if your spirit is not bearing witness with his spirit and he's supposed to be your husband, then something is wrong with that picture. Amen. So we have to make sure that when the prophecy comes, that it is bearing witness with us. And if you do not bear witness with that prophecy, don't just throw it away, but put it on a shelf somewhere. I was speaking with a prophet on this past week, and she said that we should have each person who receives prophecy should have a prophetic notebook. In other words, you should have a notebook where you record prophecies that you receive from God to give to somebody, and prophecies that people are speaking into your life saying, thus says the Lord, so that you can be able to connect the prophetic dots to know what God is doing in your life to be able to follow God as he speaks and moves in your life. Amen. So here we have the woman at the well, and she encounters a prophet. How does she know, and how will you know that you have encountered a prophet? She knew because the prophet was able to speak into her life. The prophet was able to tell her everything that she had done. The prophet was able to tell her how many husbands she had. Amen. So we have to realize that when the true prophet of God comes to speak into your life, you will know because the prophet will be able to hit it right on point what it is that God has been speaking to your spirit. See, God will send you a prophet to confirm something that he's already told you. He will send you a prophet to reveal something to you that you need to know. He will send a prophet to warn you when you're on the wrong path or if you have the wrong people around you. And he will send a prophet to set you on purpose. Amen. To set you on purpose. Amen. So we have to realize that God is very intentional about what he is doing in our lives. God already knows. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts. I know the plans. God already knows the thoughts that he has for us, and he already knows the plans that he has for us. Amen. So God is not confused. God is not confused. He already knows what he wants to do in your life. Amen. So we have to know that just like the woman here at the well, God will also send a prophet into our lives to speak into our lives, just like he sent a prophet to speak into her life. Amen. So despise not prophecy, but also be spiritually discerning as to what this person is saying and whether or not this person is bringing you a true prophecy, a true word from God. Amen. What are the motives? For the man who came and told me that God said I was his wife, his motive was to get a wife, that he had been watching me. I was, you know, this fine young thing back then. I was 27. I was 33 years old. And he felt that, you know, he could snatch me up coming right off of the streets. I was a nice person. I wasn't bad looking. He probably wanted a wife, and he probably felt that it was an opportune time. Amen. He had good intentions, but his intentions were not those of God. He would have probably treated me real good. But the thing was, he was not my husband. Amen. So the thing about it is we have to make sure that we know that we know that God is speaking. And very rarely will God have a prophet come to prophesy marriage. Amen. That's something that God works out in other ways, but very rarely he has done it because he told the prophet to marry the harlot. So God will speak to prophets pertaining to marriage, but very rarely will he prophesy that you're going to marry such and such a person. He might prophesy that you're going to get married, but very rarely will he make that kind of connection. Amen. There's always, and remember, there's always room for error when it comes to prophecy. Amen. Because we still are flesh and blood. You know, even though we try to prophesy out of the spirit, there will be times when a prophet is in the flesh. There will be times that does not mean that that's a false prophet. It just means that the prophet is not in the spirit, but the prophet is operating in the flesh. Amen. So that's a false prophecy, but not necessarily a false prophet. Amen. But here this woman says, surely I have met a prophet. And then she, when Jesus reveals to her that he is the Messiah, she left her water pot and went to tell everybody that she had an encounter with Jesus. And there are just three things that I want to pull out of this text, and then I'm going to go to the phone. There are three things that I want to pull out of this text. The first thing is that that Jesus came to meet this woman at the well by divine appointment. Jesus came to meet the woman at the well by divine appointment. Amen. He had a need. The Bible said that he must need. It was necessary. It was out of necessity that he go through Samaria. Amen. It was a Kairos time for this woman. This was her season. This was due season for her. It was time for her to stop living her life going from man to man and bed to bed, trying to fulfill a need with men and sex that only God could fulfill. It was time for her to receive soul satisfaction. Jesus came to bring a better quality of life. So that's the first thing that I want to bring out from this text. Jesus came to bring a better quality of life. In verse 14, he says, the water that I shall give shall be a well of water springing up into eternal life, into everlasting life. So Jesus came to bring us life eternally and life more abundantly. He says in John 10:10, the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. Zoe, Zoe is the word for life, which means abundant life, vibrant life, a life of quality, a life of fulfilled with blessings. So Jesus came to bring us a better life. And what we have to realize is that we have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, we really have to get to the point where we're no longer satisfied with the status quo. You know, we have to desire this everlasting life. We have to desire this water that Jesus offers to quench our thirst. Amen. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and give us life more abundantly. Amen. The Bible in the book of Isaiah talks about we shall rejoice in the wells of salvation, because when we receive Jesus, we receive this everlasting life. We receive a better quality of life, which means that we don't have to live life the way that we always live life, but that God has come to change the way that we do life. He has come to give us a better quality of life. He has come to take away the sadness, the bitterness. He has come to take the unforgiveness out of our hearts. You know, so many of us, by the time that we reach the age of 10, we have been through something in life that has devastated us. And God is saying that I have come so that you can be healed from the devastation of your past, that you can be healed from the pain of your past, and that you don't have to live your life are bent over by these evil spirits that have come to try to take away the quality of life that you had when you were first born. Because when you were first born, you were innocent. You were an innocent babe. And you look at life from the perspective of a child. That's why Jesus says that we have to become like a child again in order to be blessed the way that he wants to bless us. We have to get rid of all of the old baggage. In order for us to even be in relationship, we have to get rid of the old baggage. We have to forget what he did and how Bobo treated us and how Rashawn cheated on us. Amen. We have to forget the fact that my boyfriend slept with somebody else and that he had phone numbers in his pocket. We have to forget the fact that he left us because we were not pretty enough, because we were not smart enough, because we wouldn't go to bed with him. We have to forget the fact that we were gang raped and that we were molested. Amen. And we have to allow Jesus to come in and give us a better quality of life, because the thief has stolen what we were born to have. We were born to be happy. We were born to have joy. We were born to walk in peace. We were born to walk in prosperity. You were born to have life and to have that life more abundantly. But so often the thief will come. Life, things in life will happen, and it will rob us of our joy. But God wants to give you back your joy today. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to give you back your joy. Jesus wants to offer you this living water that will spring up on the inside of you into eternal, overflowing life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it's just so important that we grab a hold of this, that because there are so many people who are saved, but they're still sad. There are so many people that are saved, but they're still bitter, and they're harboring unforgiveness in their hearts. And God is saying it's time to forgive those people who have hurt you. Yeah, you were hurt in the past, but see, Jesus came to wipe away all of that past pain. He came to give you joy for mourning. Amen. He came to give you laughter in place of your weeping. So you don't have to cry anymore. If you will really, really embrace Christ, he will give you a brand new life. I'm telling you the truth. God gave me a brand new life. And even no matter what you're going through right now, even if you're Christian already, you might be having a hard time, but I came to tell you that God has better days in store for you. I came as a prophet to tell you that God's going to take away the pain. He's going to dry away the tears. God's going to send joy into your life. I'm releasing joy into your life right now in the name of Jesus, where every tear is about to be dried up. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, touch my sister who's crying right now. Touch my sister who's having a hard time and restore her spirit of rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Because don't you know, as I spoke about Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3 says that we shall rejoice in the wells of salvation. When we really have an encounter with Jesus, he will take away the pain. He will. I can't even begin to explain to you how much pain I was in, because I didn't realize how much pain I was in until I began to embrace my salvation. And salvation is not just me getting saved. It's not just you getting saved, but it's you being delivered from all of the mess that is hindering you from having the fullness of life that God has for you. Hey, my God, hallelujah. So the first thing that we have to do is that we have to embrace this better life that God has for us. God did not intend for you to live your life broke, busted, and disgusted, or broken, busted, and disgusted. God did not intend for you to live your life in pain because of all of the bad things that have happened in your past. God has more for you. There's more, God is saying, that I have in store for you, and you just have to embrace it. And the way that you embrace it is to allow me to be God in your life. God says, allow me to be God in your life. Allow me to come in and put a balm of Gilead over the areas that hurt. God says, I will soothe every hurting area. I will take away the pain. I will heal you, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. So the first thing that we have to know is that Jesus came to bring a better quality of life, which means that also that you will have success in every area of your life. No more failure. When we really embrace Jesus, you know, we might not get the outcome that we desire, but we won't fail. Amen. In other words, every try is a success. Amen. Everything that you put your hand to will prosper. When you delight yourself in the Lord, when you meditate on the word of God, when you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and allow the Holy Spirit to abide and rule in your life, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, even in relationships. You won't have any more failed relationships when you allow God to be in control of your relationship. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray this is helping you, my sister. I pray that this is helping you. And the second thing that I want to pull out of this text, the second thing that I want to pull out of this text is that this woman had to face her issue. See, it wasn't enough that she was just going to get saved. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, it's not just enough that she was going to heaven, but she had to face her issue. It's enough that God saved me. It's not enough that I was now on my way to heaven, that I had been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, but I had to face my issues. And I had a lot of issues, my God. You know, I had been abandoned by my father, my mother and my father broke up when I was 10 years old. So I had been abandoned by my father. My mother had to work two jobs, so she wasn't really there when I needed her to be there, amen. And it's no fault of her own because she was doing what she had to do. She was taking care of her children. So my mother had to work two jobs. So with dad gone and mom gone, I had all of this opportunity to get in trouble. So that's what I did. There was a boy in the neighborhood. He was 19 years old. He took a liking to me. He saw something that he could get from me. He saw an innocent young girl. He was 19. I was 12. He saw an innocent young girl who didn't have a father, who was not covered, and he took advantage of that. And I called him a pedophile because he was 19 and I was 12, and he stripped me of my virginity. Amen. He paid attention to me. He made me feel that I was pretty, and then he took advantage of me. And I want to tell you, women of God, this is why you need Jesus. And even for the young women who are listening, the Bible says that God is a father to the fatherless. Jesus can be your mother. He can be your father. He can be your husband. Amen. He can be the lover of your soul. And can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And we have to get to the point where we're so in love with God, where we're so much in relationship with him, that that is our confession, that nobody can do us like God. You know, nobody can make me feel like God makes me feel. He gives me so much pleasure, my God. It's better than an orgasm. You know, what God can do for you is better than that orgasmic feeling of being with someone sexually. It's better than that orgasmic feeling of eating a whole bunch of junk food. Because there are a lot of us who have the issues of some of us are sex addicts, some of us are junk food addicts, some of us are drug addicts, some of us are people addicts. We need to please people, and we need people to be giving us approval, amen. And sometimes you have to get to the point where you're like, I'm going to be addicted to nothing other than God. I'm going to be a God addict. You know, I'm going to be so in love with God that I can't live without him. My God, hallelujah. You know, I mean, after a few days, you know, it's like water. You know, you can't live without water. And that's what Jesus is saying, that without the water that I give you, you might be able to go through the motions of having life, but you won't be able to have Zoe life, life more abundantly, if you don't tap in and allow me to really overflow in your life. See, God wants to overflow in your life. He doesn't want you to just have a life of just enough, but God wants you to have that life overflow. He wants to overflow in your life so that you're walking in your blessing. My God, you don't have to pray and say, God, bless me. Please, Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me right now, God. Oh, no. If you allow God to be God in your life, you will be walking in your blessings. And nothing will be able to stand in the way of what God has for you, because you will be walking in your blessing. It says that his paths, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, that his paths, P-A-T-H-S, drip with fatness. My God, his paths, and the word fatness means blessings, abundance, goodness, mercy, my God. And you know how Psalm 23 says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of forever, or I shall dwell in the house forever, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life. My God, when we dwell in the house of the Lord, We get nothing but goodness and mercy. And how do I dwell in the house of the Lord? Does that mean I stay in church all the time? No, it just means that you are abiding in the presence of the Lord, that you are abiding in the shelter of the Most High, you know, hiding under his wings, my God, letting God order your steps and direct your path, because when you do that, then you are walking according to his will, and blessings are in your path. You are walking into your blessings. Catch it. I pray that you catch this, my God. But you got to let God deal with your issues. You got to face the pain of your past. Amen. Face the fact that you haven't gotten over Daddy Leaving. Face the fact that you haven't gotten over the fact that somebody touched you. Face the fact that you and your mother never got along, that she liked your sister better than she liked you. Face the fact that their husband walked out on you, cheated on you with another woman. As a matter of fact, two more women, three women, and then left you. After you sacrificed your whole life and worked and paid for him to go to school, and then once he got the degree, he abandoned you. Face the fact that you've been hurt, that you've been disappointed, that you've been discouraged, that you've been walked on, talked about, that you've been walked out on. Face the fact that all of this stuff has happened to you. Face it so that God can help you, so that Jesus can fix it. Amen. He can't. God is not going to change the fact that any of this stuff happened. But what God will do is he will give you beauty for ashes. In other words, God will take away the stony heart. He will take away the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh so that you can walk forward in victory, amen, knowing that you can conquer the pain of your past, knowing that the pain of your past no longer has any power over you. See, if we don't face it, we will be walking in unforgiveness. We will be walking with a spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness in our heart. And everybody that we touch will be contaminated. Every man that comes into our lives will be contaminated by this poison that we have. Instead of living waters, some of you have poison on the inside of you. And God says his water will wash away the poison. My God, hallelujah. God's water will wash away the poison. I'm preaching good right now. When we receive Jesus, the waters that he gives us, the Holy Ghost that he gives us, the balm will wash away the poison of the pain of the past, because that pain is excreting, is releasing toxins into your system. And Jesus is the healer who will heal the pain of your past. And why did this woman have so many husbands? Because she had issues. Issues will make you one. Pick the wrong man over and over again. Issues will make you two. Keep accepting mess from men that don't even deserve to be in your life. Issues will make you three. Believe that you are not worthy of the love of a good man. And issues will make you four, refuse and reject the love of a man who is worthy of being with you. Amen. And issues will make you five, continually repeat the cycle of bad relationships over and over and over again. This is what this woman did, continually repeated the pattern. Over and over and over again, picking the wrong man, letting the wrong man pick her, being in relationship with men who were not worthy to be in relationship with her, constantly exhibiting issues, behavior that showed that she had issues. What's behavior that shows that you have issues? One, you pushing him away because you don't believe that you're good enough. Two, you are cursing him out for good reason. One minute you're nice, the next minute you're nasty. My God. Four, you are out there cheating yourself. You being with other men. or you're being with women. Five, you don't even take care of yourself. You're not honoring your temple because you have issues. Six, if you're overweight, five, overweight is not, sometimes it's a thyroid problem. But other times it's because we're trying to medicate ourselves with food. And another reason that you know you have issues, if you drink a lot, if you find yourself drinking every day, you have issues. You're not just a social drinker. No, no, no. You have issues. You have issues. If you feel like you have to have a drink every day, or if you have to smoke a joint every day, you have issues. You're medicating yourself. You are trying to find a way to soothe the pain. Amen. So let God come in and deal with the issues. Amen. When he begins to tell you to forgive, forgive. When he tells you to love, love. My God, when he tells you to be nice, be nice. When he tells you to come to church, go to church, because the preacher is going to preach, and he's going to, or she, they're going to step on your toes. He or she is going to step on your toes and say, ouch, but let God deal with you and your mess, amen, so that you can be healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the phone lines are going to be open. I want you to begin to call in 646-652-4832. And if you just came and started listening, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the archives. Amen. This is a powerful word. The Lord is using me mightily to speak into your life. Amen. And I believe that everybody who listens to Power in the Word, Woman to Woman, on a regular basis, your life will be changed forever. If you take this word and let it in to your heart, if you take the advice that I'm going to give you, the counsel, and put it to use in your life, if you continue to cultivate your relationship with God, you will have success in every single area of your life. I have been called to you, woman of God. So if you missed it from the beginning, go back and listen to the archives, blogtalkradio.com/power. Amen. And another thing that God, Jesus, made this woman do, he had the woman to face her issues. And once she faced her issues, guess what? She already began to get a relief in her life. Because I didn't read it, but in verse 28, John 4:28, check this out. It reads, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and began to say to the men, come see a man which told me all the things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And she was like, tell me this is not the Christ. She began to testify, this woman. But what I want you to catch, which we don't preach often when we preach about the woman at the well, I want you to catch is that she left her water pot, the very thing that she was getting ready to use to quench her thirst. She left right there with Jesus. My God, my God. Some of us need to leave our water pots with Jesus. Some of us need to leave our issues right there at the feet of Jesus. The very thing that you have been using to quench your thirst, you need to leave that with Jesus. It's time to leave the men, the marijuana, the alcohol, the partying. It's time to leave your issues. It's time to leave the low self-esteem. It's time to leave the addictions. My God, it's time to leave these things with Jesus. Leave it with Jesus. Put it at the feet of Jesus. Drop it at the altar and leave it there. Don't pick it back up. So often we leave it, but we go back and we pick it up because we know where we left it. Amen. But God is saying, come to me, all who are troubled and heavy laden, and leave your issues with me, and I will give you rest. It didn't say that in the script. It didn't say come. It didn't say leave your issues with me. I interjected that. But that's what God is saying. Come to me and leave your issues with me, and I will give you rest. How do I know that that's what Jesus was saying? Because he says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He said it's not too hard for me to carry. It's not too hard for me to handle. It's not too difficult for me. I can handle it. I can carry it. Give me your burdens. Come to me. If you're heavy laden, come to me. If you're weary, and I will lift that burden off of you, and I will give you rest. The very thing that this woman was using, her water pots, the very thing that she was using to quench her thirst, she left it. Why? Because she received living water from Jesus. And she went and she told the men. The Bible says she told the men, woman of God, you got to catch that. She told the men, the same men that she was looking at for validation. And I got to tell you here, I have to tell you here, don't look for men to validate you. Men can't validate you. A man cannot give you your self-worth. That can only come from God. God validates you. He says you are the apple of his eye. My God, he says that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. He says that you're more precious than rubies. Hallelujah. He says that he has wonderful thoughts towards you for good and not for evil to bring you to an expected end. Leave it at the feet of Jesus. Whatever your issues are, whatever's troubling you, whatever you've been through, whatever has happened to you, whatever the repercussions have been, whatever is you're harboring in your heart, leave that thing with Jesus, and he will take care of you. He will give you rest. He will give you peace. He will deliver you. He will give you Zoe. He will give you life and life more abundantly, so much so that you won't even be, we won't recognize yourself. This woman, those same men that she was using for sex and validation, those same men that she kept marrying the wrong man over and over again, those same men that were coming in and out of her life, those same men that were laughing at her and calling her whore and hoochie mama and loose, those same men, she went and she testified to them. She preached to them and said, don't tell me that this is not the Christ that we've been looking for, and I found him, and I know him for myself, and I don't need y'all no more because I found Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is just so awesome. He will take the same stuff that we used to lean on for satisfaction, for deliverance, for medication, and he will turn that thing around, and he will, you know, give us total healing in our soul. He minister to us in such a way that we won't even need this stuff. This woman didn't need her the pot anymore. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. She didn't need the water pot anymore. She left the water pot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She left the water pot. Woman of God, drop your water pot. Drop your water pot. You know, they say drop your gun, drop your weapon, drop your water pot. Drop whatever it is that's holding you back from walking into the fullness of everything that God has for you. Stop looking for men. Stop looking for women. Stop looking for people to validate you. You know, and I'm talking to the single woman. I'm talking to the married woman, because if the truth were to be told, just like this woman, she probably was beautiful. I mean, she didn't have any problem getting a man. So she was probably a very pretty woman. She probably had all together, hourglass figure, all of that. All of that, some Starburst, some Tic Tacs, and a Diet Coke, all of that, some butter pecan ice cream, whatever it is. But that you account with all of that in a bag of chips. Amen. She had it going on. Had no problem getting a man, like so many of us. We have no problem getting a man. But lo and behold, when that man comes into our lives, we give him the gates of hell. We really, really give him the gates of hell. And we really have to check ourselves and really put things into the proper perspective. And instead of looking for a man to validate us going into these relationships with all of these issues, we need to first go into relationship with God and let God make us whole, we need to first go into relationship with God and let God make us whole, and then let God make us face our issues, face your issues, face the fact that you are a hot mess. You know, some of us were a hot mess. I had my hand raised here in my studio. As I preached this, I was a hot mess. My God, the man got into a relationship, I was all sweet and sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. But then when he got into that relationship with me, wham, he did not know what had hit him. Because all of my issues, I couldn't hide them no more. You know, you have your best foot forward, your best face forward when you're looking to get the man. But when we get the man, everything comes to the forefront. And that's what was happening with me. I could not hide. You can run, but you sure can't hide. I could not hide the fact that I had issues. Hallelujah. And this man had to deal with my issues. So the first 7 years of my marriage were, my God, hallelujah. They were horrible. Horrible, terrible. And I was looking at my husband, blaming my husband, but the truth of the matter, it was me. Oh God, it was me, it was me, it was me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I was a hot mess. And some of you today, if you were to be honest, you would admit that you're a hot mess. You need Jesus. You need Jesus to heal you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You need Jesus to go in and dig really deep to some of that deep-seated stuff that you got on the inside and let God heal you. Stop running from God. Run to God, because the life that God is going to give you is going to be so spectacular. I'm a witness. I'm a living witness. I have dropped my water pot. And I want to say to you today, woman of God, drop your water pot. Drop your water pot and run to Jesus. Run to his feet. Drop your water pot and let him heal you so you can go back and give the testimony of what God has done in your life. So the first thing that Jesus did, he came into this woman's life, he came into your life, he came into my life to give us a better quality of life. The second thing he will have us do each and every time is face our issues. Deal with your issues. Stop hiding behind the mask. Stop acting like everything's okay and you know it's not. Get yourself in the company of your sisters. Come to this broadcast every week and let me help you. We will deal with your issues. Oh, yes, we will. We will deal with your issues. I love you too much. God loves you too much to leave you like you are, messing your husband up, you know, emasculating him, talking about him, treating him like he's a little boy. We don't even know how to treat a man. We don't even know how to treat a good man, and only God can teach us through his word and through the teachers and the preachers how to treat a man. I am here to teach you. If you will listen, if you will sit at my feet, I will teach you how to treat a man. Amen. Hallelujah. And watch the spirit of offense. Because the spirit of offense will say, well, what can she tell me? Well, I've been married for 13 years, and I'm happily married, and my husband raises up and calls me blessed. He praises me, amen. But I didn't get there by myself. It was Jesus, amen, who gave me this testimony, amen. And the Holy Spirit that God gave me that helps me to have the victory in my life. I think I can teach you something, amen, because I've been through something. I have given my body to men who did not deserve to be with me, amen. I have felt like dirt, not dirty, but I felt like dirt, so I know what it's like to not feel worthy of the love of a good man, amen. So I've been to the bottom, and God has brought me to the top. So I do believe that I can minister. I know I can. I know that my words can make a difference in your life. Like Samuel, not one word that I speak will fall to the ground, because I don't come here with my notions. I don't come here with haughty notions, you know, of grandeur. You know, I'm not looking to steal anybody's audience. 1 o'clock is just the time for me. It's the best time for me. I know that there are other hosts on at 1 o'clock. But I'm not looking just for the Blog Talk Radio audience. Because if the truth were to be told, most of the people on Blog Talk Radio, we listen to each other's shows, we've already gotten it. We can teach somebody. Amen. But I'm looking for those who would say, Pastor Rebecca, I'm looking for what you have. In other words, I'm looking for those who are looking for me. Amen. I'm looking for those who are looking for the person who wrote Nobody's Business, for the person who wrote The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. I'm looking for the people who are looking for me, the woman who God sends to different places because I'm on assignment. I don't go anywhere unless it's on assignment, you know, and I go where God sends me. If somebody calls me and says, will you come, chances are I'm going because I take advantage of every opportunity to bring healing into the life of a sister. God does not want you wallowing in the mud. God does not want you looking for love in all the wrong places. God does not want you pushing your husband out of your life. Again, your second or third or fourth husband, God does not want that for you. Amen. God wants Zoe, life overflowing, everlasting life. Amen. Life that blow your natural mind. So I pray that you will drop your water pot at the feet of Jesus. But in order to drop your water pot at the feet of Jesus, you have to come to Jesus. Maybe you don't know Jesus, and you've been hearing me speak, you've been hearing me preach, and you say, Pastor, Preacher, I want to know Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. If that's you, I want to invite you to come to Christ. Amen. I want to invite you. All you have to do is believe that he exists and believe that through him you could come into a relationship with God the Father and that God will fill you with his Spirit, which will give you this everlasting life that Jesus Christ talked about when he was ministering to the woman at the well. And all you have to do to receive this Jesus is to repent of your sins and say, God, I'm sorry for the things I've done in the past. I want a better life. I want everlasting life with Jesus. I receive you, Jesus, into my heart. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And help me through your Spirit to walk with you day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and second by second. Come into my life and be my Lord and be my Savior. I receive you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer or such a prayer, then you need to be pastored. Find yourself a good church home, a local church. A lot of people would say all churches are crooked or all churches are bad, all pastors are crooked. No, those are not the ones that God has called. Find one. God says, I will raise up shepherds after my own heart. I will raise up pastors after my own heart. I've been called the pastor. If you're in New Jersey, come to New Creation Christian Ministries. My husband and I, we are pastors after God's heart. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and God will dramatically change your life. He will change your life in such a way through our ministry that you won't even recognize yourself. To God be the glory. Amen. Because we are real people serving a real God. We are real people of God serving a real God. And his presence and his word and his Spirit will make a real difference in your life. Amen. So embrace Christ, amen, get you a church home, and until you get a church home, you can communicate with me at power1@yahoo.com, or you can call me at on the church phone at 862-220-2500, or you can listen here every Saturday, you can listen here every Saturday, whether you email me or whether you call me or not. You can listen every Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. At blogtalkradio.com/power. And I will be more than happy to pour into your life. Amen. Woman of God, know that God has a great plan for your life. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and future. Know that you are wonderfully and fearfully made, and that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Know that you are the apple of God's eye, and his thoughts are for good and not for evil, thoughts to bring you to an expected end. And that end shall bring glory to God for your benefit. Amen. So go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. I love you, sister, and God loves you too. Hallelujah.